On Friday, police in the Netherlands and England arrested 5 people in connection with a cache of Beatles recordings missing for 30 years. Some 500 tapes recorded in 1969 were recovered by Dutch police, and it appears they're originals. They were made for a project that was abandoned, but some songs such as Get Back ended up on the Let It Be album. Andy Babiuk is author of Beatles Gear. He joins us now. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
What's the significance of this find?
Well, when the Beatles set out to do the Let It Be, Get Back album, they really wanted to get away from being a studio band and go back to being just a band of 4 guys writing songs and playing them and recording them. And their concept was to set out and record and film the whole project from beginning to end. Well, there was miles and miles of footage shot and tons of tape that was recorded. And unfortunately, those tapes went missing soon after they were done in the early 70s.
But what about bootleg copies of some of this material? Has it been circulating?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how I acquired it, through collector friends, you know.
What can you hear on these tapes? Is there anything exciting to listen to?
Well, you know, the thing that struck me about listening to them is you hear a band struggling to keep it together as far as friendship. At one point, you hear George actually physically quit. He says, I'm divorcing myself from this, and he leaves. And you hear him, you know, a guy's leaving, but then the other 3 continue playing, which is, you know, kind of odd if you think about it. You know, and as you know, historically, George did quit during those sessions and then came back days later, rejoined the band to continue with Billy Preston. But it's kind of sad in a way, as it really just shows a band that's breaking up. On the other hand, you have hours of tapes of a band jamming that we all love, and you hear great oldies, too. They do a lot of just standard things like Blue Suede Shoes and songs that they used to play. They just jam on them.
Well, you can do anything, but they offer them Blue Suede Shoes. I'll go pick up.
So are you excited about this? I mean, you've heard the stuff before, but are you excited about this?
Yeah, I'm as a Beatle fan, I'm really excited because I really hope that there was a lot of footage shot for the Let It Be film. And I hope that they really put together a beautiful package for that and then make it so that, you know, the whole world could share and listen to the stuff and not have to go through devious channels just to try to buy bootlegs so that you could hear the stuff.
Andy Babiuk is author of Beatles Gear. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thank you very much for having me.